You didn't know it, but you were a pioneer woman, and there are, what do you say to young people today that are interested in journalism? It sure is far different if they want to get into electronic than it was way back then. But what kind of advice do you give them?
That's really hard to say, because I feel like the advice I gave young people earlier in my career is so different than maybe I would say today, because the world has changed so much. And the role of being an employee, and I know this from my children, because things that they tell me that they do, you know, in their work or opportunities that they have, wouldn't have been the case when I was first starting out. Early on, I would have said, do whatever your supervisor tells you to do. If they tell you to empty the trash, go empty the trash and do it with enthusiasm. This was back when broadcasting was very hard to get into, and I think it's easier now, but especially for women. I don't think I told the women to empty the trash, but I would have probably said, you know, do what your supervisor tells you to do, as long as it's in line with the role that you're fulfilling at the company. Make your supervisor look good. These were things that I thought I could have probably done a better job at. And now today, I definitely wouldn't say those things.
What would you say today?
That was a lesson I learned from my dad. I think if you want to really break it down to something simple, that's what I'd say.
Mm-hmm. Do we have anything else we want to say? Something that's on your head? You could drive away and say, oh, I should have said.
Well, I would like to say I really appreciate the role that my family played in my career. My husband, Patrick, has been so supportive and has, you know, gone with me on many of my interviews and just helped to support me. My children are the same. They, you know, they never once said, you weren't here for this, or you criticized me for not being at something, except one time. My son was so disappointed that I wasn't able to attend some of his baseball games because he said to me one time, he said, you go to everybody's games but mine. Mm. And that was really an impetus for me deciding I needed to have more flexibility with my career.
Well, you're giving advice to young people when they raise families, how much you paid attention to your own, and it was important for you to be there. So that was an example, too.
I think I had the perfect career had I had no children. But I never got on a plane that I didn't really kind of feel sick at my stomach for leaving them. I grew up on a remote ranch, and I had a very narrow window on the world. And of course, then I found myself hosting a show called Wide World, and little did I know just how wide the world could be. I remember being in the Netherlands at the World Gymnastics Championships. I was probably around 1987 or 8, and the Soviets would not allow us to make eye contact with their gymnasts because they were afraid we might encourage them to defect. So even while interviewing them, we couldn't make eye contact with them. We couldn't be alone with them. And again, it was because they were worried about their gymnasts defecting, because there had been a couple of high-profile defections at the time. So here I was so naive, I could just see a KGB agent lurking around every corner, ready to catch me if I made eye contact, because that's hard to do, to interview someone and not make eye contact with them. So there were some, you know, certainly some experiences with different countries, different cultures. It was a very wide world.
Isn't it amazing, this ranch you came from and you did all that? You believe in a higher power, and there's a, he knew where this was tracking and you didn't.
Somebody must have known, because there was no way I could have ever imagined the life that I would eventually lead. I know somebody asked me one time, did you always dream of being a journalist? And I said, never. No, never. I just wanted to be a cowgirl.
What are you most proud of?
I'm proud of the fact that I was able to keep all the balls in the air for as long as I did. I always looked at my job as a juggling act, trying to keep my family going and keep my career on track. And I think I did a good job of paying attention to both of those.
And I think we would all say we agree with you. It sounds that way. Thank you so much for doing this. We've known each other down through the years, and this is obviously the first time we get to really sit and talk with you. And I really admire you and your career and what you did and the shining example you were. You did things I could never have even dared to do. So thank you, thank you.
It's my pleasure, and I have enjoyed following your career all these years. And I'm glad we're both still here in Tulsa and both have made it our mission to show that Oklahoma's greatest resource truly is its people.
Yeah, and we're into preservation. You were preserving stories, what you did in Oklahomans, and that's what we do at Voices of Oklahoma. So we're kind of in the same kind of business. Thank you, Becky. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.